Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Reverse Cowboy.
This is
Reverse
Cowboy.
Episode 61.
Yeah,
60 went up last night, an absolute banger.
Well, that was a good one, actually. I think 60. If you're not on the Patreon, get on it, because we did a good recap of the Mad Night Out. And
I think it's a long episode. I don't know if people have got 80 minutes in them. Could have been two, but you know.
It could have been, yeah.
But lucky you guys.
No, yeah, I get what you're saying, but some people don't like it when they're like 40.
No, true. I just hope that, you know, like it was a good one, so I hope that.
Because we had to go on like a 20-minute dissection of the sex work industry.
Oh, we did.
Like two old men who've got, you know, deserve an opinion.
Yeah, we got there in the end.
We did. We sorted it out. Racism was solved the week before last week as well, with Redemption Song.
Redemption Song. Oh, mate, what a version. I've been inundated with requests to sing it.
It is good. I give you that.
Carnivals and things like that.
Carnival.
It was almost like a psychological barrier, you know, like a tipping point. Whereas now I genuinely feel that all my energy should be pushed in a kind of reggae box.
Yeah, you're going to go for an M.
I'm going to put all my eggs in the reggae box later again.
Wow, okay.
Well, no, do you know what? I'll go half and half. I'll do a bit of UB40.
No, yeah. I mean, they're white guys. You can get away with that. Yeah, when I got here today, he goes to me. He's like, you don't want to know how many times I've listened to me doing the Redemption Song.
Yeah, I have. Do you ever look at the camera?
I can imagine you just sat there welling up.
You don't look at the camera, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I'll do as well.
Sometimes.
I have listened to it many times. I was really proud of it. So
it was really good.
Thanks.
But yeah, just imagining you sat in here on your own. Like,
do you remember also when you came in, just from nowhere, because I'm a wacky guy, I said to you, do you remember Blossom?
Yeah, I do remember
and
Blossom.
And you do remember Blossom.
Now, she's a big-nosed creature.
Yeah, like the human elf.
Yeah.
Well, surely Blossom... Did she get there on Raw Talent? That must be some kind of underground tunnel linking her to the acting school.
She's Jewish, so it might be an underground tunnel. But there's
a bit of nepotism there. Nepotism.
Maybe. I mean,
for sure.
She's in Curb Your Enthusiasm now.
Oh, really? As a grown-up?
She's Funkmeyer's daughter.
Do you remember? There used to be a fucking... There used to be a show on a little girl in New York. It wasn't Pub, but it was on around the same time-ish as Pub. And it was this little girl, and she was at a window.
And like a puppet.
She used to look out this window, and it was raining. I'd love to see that again. Just the intro.
Ask ChatGPT what it is.
You know, during our childhood, New York was like, you saw it a lot, didn't you? You know, you watched Sesame Street, it was on there, then you watched...
There's always a grimy edge to it, didn't it? It was dirty, wasn't it? But in like a cool way. There was always like a bunch of bums in a corner with a tub. A
bunch of bums?
No, there was with like a container with flames in it going,
yeah, and
you should be at home, kid, it's too late.
A broken hydrant.
Yeah, yeah. In summer, there's always one.
Oh, man.
And like, yeah.
I can never understand, is New York meant to be hot or is it fucking freezing?
It's because, both.
Yeah.
Both.
What a climate.
At all times.
Yeah, yeah, what a climate, you just never know.
No, no, you know, I've been there in the middle of summer and it was just, it's horrible.
Oh, here we go.
No.
What's it like?
Horrible.
Do you know what? Do you know what doesn't appeal to me about New York?
What?
Or anywhere kind of high rise, but New York in particular. I want to be able to see the horizon. I don't want to just see the next... I want to see around the corner, you know, and over the hill. Imagine being born in NYC.
It's called the Big Apple, not the Flat Apple.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine being born in New York and you don't see much sky ever.
That's the charm when you go there. Cause you're like, whoa, it's that been in the movie, man. So yeah. Tall, but then...
No, I'm going to sing later. I don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear.
Oh, that's another white guy doing reggae.
There you go. Inspired.
Yeah, Sting.
You've charmed me. Oh, you've inspired me.
With Sting? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've got a bit of a cold today. I feel a bit under the weather, so don't get too close. And
well, because your mum and dad got divorced, right?
I think it's either that or because...
No, you've been away.
I went on a little trip.
Such yeah, a jet set.
I'm not telling you where I went. No, I'm saying where I went.
All right, okay, fair enough.
No, but I did go on a little trip, but the funny thing happened. I was at the airport, right? I always wait, right? It's a trick for you. If you want to sneak something onto a plane, which I did,
yeah.
Not drugs.
Right.
It was a guitar, right? Yeah, it was a machine gun.
Yeah.
No, it was a guitar. The trick to it, like, you pay for your hand luggage or whatever. I only have one of those little
stick
cases.
Stick it up your ass.
Yeah, yeah, you stick it up your ass. You get to the gate and then you wait until you're the last person to get on, right? And then you just rush up because they're like, you know, wanting to get on. So I was just sat there waiting because otherwise they'll like inspect what your hand luggage is. You know, I had
two
pieces.
Did you play the character? Did you have your headphones in and you were like, lost
yeah,
the music?
You know, mate, I told you to stop.
And you spam around like Michael J. Fox. Like, oh, I'm late for the flight.
I didn't have to do anything because there was this one woman in front of me. This is why I had to do what I had to do, you know, because it would have been me, this. Mm. It was EasyJet, and they made her put a bag in that thing, you know, they go like, it's got to be this measurement to fit in. And hers didn't fit. And this guy was like, I'm sorry, madam, like, your bag is too big to be hand luggage, so you've got to pay for it, you know. And she instantly went from 0 to 1,000. And she went, you fucking what? I am a nervous flyer, so I'm allowed to take whatever I fucking want on this plane. Like,
you know, she's got that dog in her.
Yeah, she has. She's a big dog in her.
And she had the dog in her.
This guy was like, what? And she went, I'm a nervous flyer, so I'm allowed to take whatever I want on here. And he's like, that's not how it works. And she went, if you don't let me take this on there, I will scream from start to finish on that plane and I'll cause havoc up there. Like that, she said, like, went to that. And I was like, wow.
Did you get that
on? No. Well, I went, okay. So I just stood back and I was like, this is kind of interesting. I was getting
I waved you through.
No, I was getting my phone ready to kind of like, because I wanted to capture the viral moment of when like someone goes mental on a plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to be that guy.
Yeah.
So I was like, I hung back a bit longer. So I was just hanging back, and they didn't notice me because they were dealing with this woman. And then the guy was like, right, I'm sorry, if you carry on, you're not going to board. And she went, you got no fucking power to stop me boarding. I'll do whatever I want. I'll walk on the fucking plane. I'll fly it if I want. I was like, no, she didn't see me. This woman was amazing, but like in a psychotic way.
Like a force of nature.
Yeah, she was. And then this guy was like, madam, if you don't calm down. And she went, this man was a black man. Now, I don't know. I think this is a racist term. So if I offend anyone, I'm just repeating what she said. But she went, you fucking mandingo. And I was like,
Mandingo, that's the name of this.
I don't know what it is. What is it?
Mandingo was the name of a porn star.
Was it?
Mandingo.
He was a tall black man. Well, and she called it, she went, you fucking Mandingo.
Google Mandingo.
Right. Well,
I mean, that's what I've been told.
And anyway, so then that was the final straw. Like, this, he'd already must have called security and they just dragged her away, kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, mate, that was awful. I'm sorry about that. So, I mean, he's like, just get on the plane, please, sir. You know, and then I got on with my guitar and did a little.
So, if
sat up there just writing tunes.
If you ever need a foil, you know, like a cover, just take that woman with you. She should be employed by, you know, guitar smugglers.
Yeah, yeah.
I call them that.
I should have been smuggling drugs.
Well, it surprised me that you reached for the phone. You went for the holster when it was kicking.
Because I wanted to see, like...
I know, but I have a block. I've seen shit. I've seen some shit. Yeah, I've seen some fucking shit.
I've seen some shit. I've been to fucking hell.
And I've got like a block where my brain won't allow my hand to go for the phone because I don't want to be. Basically, I've seen a video yesterday. You know, the usual poor girl getting battered by like a little bully.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
But it's just rings of kids, mate, and it's in England, and it's just about 50 kids all with their phones out.
Yeah.
They all just want the content.
Yeah, and that's what I was.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't, because no one was getting beaten up. She was just being really insane, and I thought she might do something really insane in a minute, which will be cool.
No, Airport Meltdowns is, I'm pretty sure there's like a page or a Reddit feed somewhere where, because I think the airport can provide one of the greatest meltdowns known to man. I've never had a meltdown in an airport. One of the only places I've never had a meltdown.
It seems like a meltdown his own, doesn't it? Because it is stressful. But yeah, I've never had one. I just sort of.
Have you ever flown from City Airport?
Yeah, I love it. I've only done it once.
I was hoping you hadn't, and only I had.
I've never done it, actually.
No, I nearly went like that. I'm so glad I didn't move.
That would have been great.
Yeah, I mean, that's not stressful.
I've only done it once, but
that's
it's
like
so
getting
nice.
On a blood clot coach.
Also, it's about 100 metres from your house.
Yeah, lovely.
So you can just walk there, probably.
You can hear just
there's one there.
A PJ taking off.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, guys, have a good trip. Hey,
that's cool. But, yeah, I saw this woman kick off. But, yeah, it was just a flying work visit to, you know.
I hear that.
Yeah, you know. I got you a present, though, didn't I?
Oh, mate, I love my present.
Got him a nice watch.
Yeah, man. So, I've got a great outfit. In fact, that could go perfect with it. I'm going to check what watch. Basically, I've got a second job as a Unai Emery lookalike.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've bought an outfit. In fact, I might even slip into it during our break.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But
what is it, like a suit?
I've just observed what he wears, and I had a few of the items anyway, so I've added to it. Mm. So I've got the official Aston Villa tie. Oh, you'll see it. Sorry, audio listeners, you're going to miss that one.
Yeah, it's your own fault for being losers.
Being tight. You know, you got to pay for that. Believe it or not, you got to pay to see me dressed up as Junai.
Where's he from?
He's Spanish. But, I mean, the obvious temptation is to kind of fall into the ha-ka-ta-ka-ta-ta-ta-ta, and it's been done.
It's been done.
Our show did it 20 years ago.
You're going to make him like a Scottishman or something?
Maybe like a cartel guy.
Yeah.
We're ready to go play.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean,
but yeah, big up Unai and the Villa boys. United are back.
They're back. We've won 4 games.
Fucking hell. Fucking 6 in a bloody row, I believe.
Our Poundland.
Fantastic.
Poundland Haaland's doing well, isn't he?
He's the proper Haaland now. Anyone who knows football could see he's got it in him. He's got that dog in him.
I was watching him at the training ground in 2008 and like that young lad.
I was. Got it. Yeah, he was fantastic. But he actually looks like Charlton might be going down, and also Millwall as well.
Well,
so,
is that good or bad for Peter?
It's a blow for the local community, really.
Sorry, excuse me. I'm sorry to
But it's
that.
Good for traffic on a Saturday.
That's good, yeah. Fuck him.
Swings and roundabout.
Have you seen that weird-looking guy who sings, and he's got a really deep voice, but he looks a bit like Hoyland?
Well, but he doesn't.
I know
exactly what you mean. He's fucking repulsive.
That's not his fault. He's got some sort of disease where his face is mongoloid.
You're right. I'm glad you reminded me about that, because he has got disease, and so, you know.
He's not just ugly. He's got something wrong with him.
But just to describe him, I mean, yeah, but he doesn't look. It's just a disgrace to Hoyland.
It's really funny that everyone keeps saying to Hoyland he looks like him.
Yeah, horrible for him. But he keeps turning up to, like, queuing up to meet him, and he's getting blanked, and, yeah.
I saw Jeremy Clarkson was at United.
I got blanked by Jamie Redknapp this morning.
Well, did he not just give you a thumbs up for his video again?
Well, I did a drop, and it's Mika versus Redknapp.
Right.
And I sent it to Mika, and I sent it to Redknapp, and Redknapp blanked me, and Mika didn't. So
what did Mika say?
It was 11 emojis.
That's
a good result.
That man's a busy man.
Yeah.
Now
we found the time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, you know. He said he gets his hair cut every week and costs £300 a week.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're getting your hair cut, that's a good time to bite out of your emojis, isn't it?
£300 a week on haircuts. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
They take great pride in their hair, the Afro-Caribbean community, I believe, because they sit in barbershops like their pubs.
Yeah, but £300, they're not usually a bit cheap in that. But, you know, when I go to the Afro-Caribbean community barbers, it's cheap.
Yeah, why.
Do you like Mika?
Yeah. I like anyone who likes me, basically, as a rule.
Yeah, that makes sense with your personality.
is that narcissism?
I think that is, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Would you like...
Another tick in the box? No, I like Mika, yeah. I like anyone infectious, anyone Really? That's a gift. You're blessed to have that in you, because I'm not.
I like it when Roy brings him down a peg.
Yeah. Roy goes the other way, so it works nicely.
It's a nice little cut.
But they've replaced Mika now. They've given Roy Ian Wright to work with, and it's just not the same chemistry, man. There's no chance of a lick on Roy Richards.
Everyone likes Ian Wright, but yeah, it's not the same, is it?
Well, I do, but I find his clothing offensive, deeply offensive. He's far from...
What was he doing with that?
He dresses like a weird nana. He dresses like a bloody fucking pronoun. He dresses like a woman who's adopted a kid. He specifically dresses like the woman. I've told you about the woman who doesn't like me at the nursery. And she's like, drives her fucking kid around in one of them death caskets down main roads just to prove a point that I'm a cyclist. The main job of being a parent, surely, is to, job number one,
make sure your kid
doesn't
die.
Keep your kid out of harm's way at all times. Then these same people are putting the kid literally in a box 1 metre in front of a fucking bike.
What, those Scandi bikes?
I don't know what they're called, but like death bikes.
Like it's like got a big trailer box in the front.
Yeah, and they just dump the kids in there and they're like, everyone should be able to drive, but you can't, but I'm going to film you anyway. Since Cycling Mikey is you know...
Has he had been in an accident yet?
He spawned a load of...
The dicks.
Oh, and the police are now...
Vine's the worst.
I saw an advert. Yeah, he is.
He's horrible.
But the police are now advertising for, like, upload your footage to police.com, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, be a little grass.
Oh, my God. Well, what a hobby that is.
Well, yeah, loads of people like it. I mean, I like riding a bike sometimes, but I don't want to be ever associated
squashing
with those people.
Yeah, they need squashing, man. One of them came from one of my friends this morning, a friend of mine, potentially my dad, John Sitton. You ever heard of John Sitton?
You told me about him.
The old Leighton Orient manager. But he happens to be a cab driver, and they've got involved. I don't know. Cab driver's sworn enemy is the cyclist, right? Yeah, so now the cyclists have added this new fucking weapon to their armoury, which is the head cam. Oh. They're now striking back after
years. Such a little weasel, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Weasel face fucking. Saying that head cam, I wouldn't mind one.
Yeah, but you could have one for like comedy purposes.
I want a hidden one.
Yeah, get one of those little pin badge ones.
No, it's the glasses, the Ray-Bans, the Facebook Ray-Bans.
Do they work like... Can you record like loads of movies?
Well, I've researched them. Apparently you click them and they record your, believe it or not, I think it's your last 30 seconds already. So it must be already running.
Mate, they'd be so good in an argument. You know, when you have an argument with like a girlfriend or a mate or whatever, and you go, I didn't say it like that. And you could go, excuse me, what's that?
Just rewind it. Yeah, Minority Report.
Yeah.
But the best thing, instead of even arguing, the best thing, if someone's trying to argue with you, the best thing is, from last week, you just go.
Yeah. But it does solve most problems. I think I'm developing psychic abilities and I want to test them out on you.
Yeah, please.
Right, because the other day I was with my mate and there was this...
All right, hold on. How am I going to do this without...
Let me tell you my examples first. Right, there's two things happened to me recently. I was at home, someone was coming to my house, right? And I could, you know, some point that day, I texted him and went, are you outside? Like, yeah. I don't know. I just knew. I got the sense, right? I didn't know what
to do. So you were indoors?
I was indoors.
And you texted them to say you were outside?
Yeah.
And why didn't you look out the door?
Because I was at the back of the house. And I went, I just got this feeling they're outside. I was like, yeah, how do you know? Mm. Then I was with my mate the other day and we were outside and there was a lift, like an outdoor lift, like on this...
building site.
It was like this like cliff edge, right? There's an outdoor lift to go up to the top of from this port. Anyway.
Where were you?
Secret location. We're going in the lift and I went... There's a dog in this lift. I just said it. Lift doors open. Dog walks out on its own.
You're not psychic.
How does a dog go in a lift? Well, on its own. How could you predict that? There was no one else around.
I've done more psychic stuff than that.
Oh, of course you have. I'm saying these two things are quite remarkable. So I want to test them out.
Oh, go on, then. Test them out. Sorry.
I want you to send me an image to my brain now.
Oh, really? Well, a simple kind of image, like a hieroglyphic.
Yeah, I'm just going to, like, try and... I'm still working on this process, but I'm going to try and, like, just throw loads of images in my head.
No, I'll send you an image.
And then just you go for one.
I'll send you an image.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Tell me when it's sent.
It's sent.
Microwave.
No, it's not. It is. It's not. It's a dick. Hold of your school book, it's the quick dick.
That is a microwave. Reverse cowboy. You know, everyone laughs at Bono because he wears sunglasses indoors. I had to do it because my eyes are so sensitive to light.
That's because you've been under the bright lights for too long.
It's because I'm a star.
There's no tube lines.
I saw them in
Ainsley Harriet line.
I cracked up so much because I thought, you're going to be fuming. One of them's called Lioness Line.
The Lioness Line.
No, what?
It's Teddy Sheringham line.
Yeah.
Basically, if you're not the overground lines in London, they're not called anything. They're just called like barking.
It's a last minute vote grab from all the potential minorities that haven't got their voter ID cards yet.
But it doesn't make sense for them to have a name. Because why do those lines not have a name?
Well, the overground line.
Yeah,
it's true.
It's just barking to Redbridge or some shit. There's no names to them. It should have colours or names.
Yeah, true. Not that. Put it to the people, man.
I was just cracking up thinking you reading there's a Lioness line and like throwing your phone on the floor.
I won't get on that. I'll take the long...
I won't
get on it, mate.
Have a walk.
What a Windrush line. I'm not getting on any of it.
Windrush line. Mate, you've got to respect the people from Windrush generation.
No, just any of the lines. I'm not getting on that. I'm not getting on it. Not because I don't like Windrush. It's because I don't
love Windrush.
Reverse Cowboy.
There's a story come out that this bloke and his wife, they're putting a three-month-old daughter up for adoption because she's not a good fit for their family.
Oh, geez.
What do you think about that?
Is that legal?
I believe
can you just
so.
You should be prosecuted for it. You know, like, you know, can you have a kid and just put it up for adoption?
Yeah, if you don't want it.
What, and there's no fine or anything?
That's what it seems to be here. He said...
That's nuts.
He said it's really hard work. He has to get up too early. He's too busy with work.
Where are they from?
I'm trying to find it now. But thing is, what if the kid's a proper knob?
At 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
A lot of kids are. No, you can tell.
Are they all knobs then?
But do you know what? I was talking to my Brazilian partner last night and I was saying the homicide rate for like killing kids must be higher on a Sunday afternoon than any other day. By that point, you've done...
When it's raining as well.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you are just on thin ice, guys. You don't realise how thin this ice is, but you get through. And then the minute they fall asleep, you think, oh, I'm fucking...
Yeah, I love them now.
Yeah, man.
Sad, isn't it?
So I have to be the shouter. I have to shout.
Don't shout.
They don't learn it, but, you know, sometimes you have to...
Just go, you know, do that gentle parenting that people do on the internet where they take them to the side and, you know, it hurts daddy's feelings when you don't pick up your Lego. The kid just goes, fuck off.
Yeah, there must statistically be a best method of parenting. I know all kids are different, but in general, there must be a kind of formation that you play. Do you know? And I don't know.
I think everyone's guessing when they're being a parent, aren't they? But I saw this woman the other day. I didn't know what to do in the situation. She was shouting at like 10-year-old daughter.
I hate that.
It's horrible, isn't it?
I saw a woman losing her. Do you know what? She was with her two kids. One little girl must have been about 5 or 6 and she was kind of struggling on her bike. And the woman screamed in her face. She was like, why can't you ride the bike? All the other kids can ride the bikes. Why can't you?
God.
And I was like, I felt like saying, give me your kid here. I'll take that.
But what can you do? If you step in, they'll just go mad. And the kid will get more embarrassed.
You can't.
I feel like, well, I wanted to report this woman. She was just shouting at this 10-year-old going, when you get home, you're going straight to your bedroom. You're having no food. I didn't know what the kid had done. The kid was just silent. It was just like vicious, nasty shit. And I just felt so sorry for this young girl. She looked embarrassed.
Yeah.
And mum just seemed like really scary. I was like, oh, fucking hell. It's proper Rose West shit, this. You know, shout Rose. But yeah, it was, I don't know. I don't know what to do in those situations. This is the most boring podcast I've ever done.
I'll liven it up.
Go on.
Well, I'm involved in like a long-standing kind of love-hate relationship with this executive from TikTok. So basically years ago when I blew up and bought Neon Signs and started considering running for London Mayor, I was on my way into Sony to meet a fucking woman to talk about doing some writing for...
Right.
Anyway, it was the...
TV writing.
It's all been downhill since then, yeah. On the way into this building, this black fella walked past me and he was like, you know, and he recognised me and he said, oh, mate, blah, 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 this, you know, I think what you do is, you know, blah, good. Found out who he was, took his app.
Andy Peters.
He looks like Andy Peters.
No way.
But he's not Andy Peters.
I told you.
Yeah, you are, bitch. Yeah.
I pictured Andy
Peters. Although I did say black fella. He does look a bit like Andy Peters. He's got a smiley Andy Peters.
He doesn't look like a normal black guy.
True, yeah. He looks like, he looks a bit like that. Do you remember Red Dwarf?
Yes.
Do you remember his name was Tron?
Him from British Empire.
No, not him. That was Rimmer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he was Crichton or whatever his name was.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no.
He had like a...
I never watched it. I thought it was stupid.
It was shit, mate.
It was stupid.
British Empire was much better. Mr. Britain.
Fucking great British Empire.
Well, this is... remake British Empire and just set it in Stockley Park where the little linesmen and that make their decisions.
Right.
I'm telling you, Kevin... Bishop, if you're watching, if you're still watching,
we don't hear much. He's never watched it or heard it.
We don't, yeah. He's never even heard of it.
Of course he's not.
I've raised it from memory.
No.
But if anyone, you know, in that game is watching, please allow me to write you a sitcom. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that's
you've
that
got
work.
To just write it and no, make just, it.
Oh, but yeah, but I want some development money first because I need to take some time off. Well,
what they do is they go make the whole thing exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're not getting it then. So now what you're going to do is you're going to nick my idea and you're going to give it to someone dog shit to write it, like her. Fucking Rosie Jones will write it. God. You'll end up with.
I mean, I never know what to say about it because you can't be saying.
No, do you know what?
She's just not funny.
No, she's not funny. Not funny. But I thought deeply about this the other day, and I thought,
whilst wanking,
that's the negative. She's not funny. But the positive is for all those disabled people who think, well, I can't do that.
Yeah,
you know, it gives. Model. So unfortunately, we have to sit there and politely fucking laugh and wait for 7.5 minutes while she drags out her latest fucking punchline and clap and say, "You're brilliant. You're the best. 5 stars. Go see this tour. She's groundbreaking." We'll do that because we're good people, and lots of people have kids who are disabled and.
Why can't you apply the same thought process to Ennio Luco on TV? Because she's a role model to young girls who wants to be in football.
Because I've seen the clip of her trying to flick it up and volley it, mate, and she's got 102 caps.
But you've seen Rosie Jones try and do a joke and she can't even speak.
Oh, fuck off. I think you might have me in check, mate.
Yeah, because...
But, no, but there's never a check, mate.
That's the argument for the women's football thing.
Nah,
the exaggerated presence, isn't it? I'm not saying
what you
argument.
Just
that's
did was
do.
Very sneaky.
Why?
I don't know. I'm still processing.
He's still trying to work a way out of it.
Listen, no, mate.
That's
don't
the
try
argument.
And play hardball with me.
I'm playing medium ball.
No, that was a swerve ball, mate.
That's fucking softball.
You threw me a fucking... That was a...
That was a fair question.
That was the ball of the century.
Reverse Cowboy. Any Abby updates?
No, I haven't seen Abby, mate. I think he's under the patio. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he was just the removals guy bringing the things in.
What I do have, did I tell you about my parking space war?
No.
Oh, well, they've started parking in my space.
He was, Abby.
In their big Abby mobile.
Fucking Jane up. And
great big,
Jane and Freddie, what would it call?
Great big green kitchen appliance outside my front door. That's my parking spot. The problem is I've got 2 kids, toddlers.
Mm.
They've got Abby.
Mm.
I need the space more than you. You don't know the rules yet.
Abby might just be a big child.
True. Yeah, true.
Have
yeah.
you ever seen Abby then?
Should we get Abby on the podcast?
I'm worried about Abby.
Get Abby on.
Yeah, yeah.
Life story with Abby.
Yes, please. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well done for remembering his name anyway.
Well, no, I've been thinking about him a lot.
I can't even remember, like, you know, real people's
Jane
names.
And, Jane and David aren't there, so we call it like Nate and Abby.
I'll tell you what, I can't remember their names.
No, they're not
my actual neighbours.
The secondary characters in this story now.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to know what Abby's up to.
Oh, by the way, I ate someone last Monday.
Who?
A kid at Forever Swad.
What?
Oh, mate, listen to this. So,
13-year-old boyfriend, Francois.
He was about 20, I'd say. He was about 20. But listen to this.
Beat you up, poor man.
No, well, I've got 5-a-side tonight. So it's round 2 tonight. If he brings his man in with him, then he's...
It's going to stab you, mate.
Well, he might get stabbed tonight. But so last week we won the league.
Wow.
Yeah. We won. Yeah, we won 9-8. But do you know what? 5-a-side.
9-8. That's a proper junior school
proper,
score.
But, no, but 5-a-side, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
9-8. But we played the last 11 minutes with 4 men and we still won. And they were quite a good team. Anyway, this kid. So he's gone round me. I was not catching him. He caught me flat footed. He's gone round me and I've kind of half rugby tackled him. Just blocked him off and kind of made sure he came down to the floor with me. Cynical foul. As I've done it, I've got up, wanted to shake his hand, kind of pull him up, and he's gone, no, fuck that. And
angry.
I thought, yeah, angry, yeah. Like, no, fuck that. Oh, and I thought, yeah, oh,
it's good sport.
I thought, you little bitch, you little child, like, you bitchy little TikToker. Anyway, so I've carried on, and then I've had a 50-50 with him, and I just got there in front of him and nicked it in front of him, and I'm now kind of like Cobby Mainoo, quick feet, going through on goal. He's not just fouled me. You know when someone takes a proper hack at your legs? Like,
from behind?
Fucking booted me across my back of my leg. Yeah, like it's a proper foul. But it wasn't even a foul. It's like you've kicked me across the back of my legs, mate. Now, I don't care if we're playing football or not. That fucking hurt.
Yeah.
So my immediate reaction was to get up and kind of go for him. Now, on the way to him, you know, a metre away, I thought to myself, oh, I don't. And then I thought, you can't not now you've got up. So I did.
You punched him?
Yeah, I punched him, yeah. But
in the head?
Just to let him know I could touch him, just my left hand, he was kind of startled.
Did everyone rush around? Like, whoa,
yeah, yeah, all that bollocks. And straight away I thought, oh, I shouldn't have done that. And then he started going to me from nowhere. He went, have you got kids? Have you got kids? And I was like, what? Yeah, like, what the fuck are you on about? Yeah, I have, yeah. And then he was like, what are you doing hitting kids then? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, mate, what are you doing kicking adults then? If you're a kid, don't, the best way to not be hit if you're a kid is like, don't kick adults. You know,
he's not a kid anymore. If you're 20,
exactly that. And I was like, "Oh, we were both adults a minute ago when you were kicking me."
Yeah.
Anyway, I got sent off.
You want to play in the big league? The fucking stand up.
But we beat them, and they're fuck you, you're shit. If you can't beat a load of 40-year-old men, you can't beat a load of 40-year-old men. Imagine how much we would have beaten you by when we were your age. Mm. So fuck you. We won the league. See you next week.
Well, congratulations. See you tonight. And whoever you are who kicked him. Why don't you try batting in Little League?
Oh, it's a lovely feeling hitting someone.
Yeah, I like it too. I had a fight once with a really small man, and I thought, I'm going to batter him, but then he battered me, because he'd got a lower sense of gravity. He was strong, you know, sturdy, and he was just whiffed, you know. I couldn't get a punch on him, and he beat me up.
Well, he was a fighting man.
He was just a tiny little...
I'm not a fighting man, but my temper just got the better of me for a split second, and I just thought, fuck you, man, it really hurt.
You did say once on here that you really wanted to beat up a kid.
Well, I've done it.
Yeah, any kids listening, we're going to fucking knock you out.
There's a bad, a great big weather!
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Someone's been calling me, someone called like Reg off Friday Night Dinner or something on our socials. And then I Googled who it was. There's a little inkling, a little part of you is like, maybe he's a fucking good looking guy, you know.
Not a good looking guy.
No, he's like about 10 years older than me and he looks like a nonce. And I do look like him a bit.
Deirdre Barlow's a.
I've not got my Deirdre's on today.
But you make any. They're not Deirdre's. The Deirdre's are. Basically, you're the Deirdre. The glasses are just glasses. So them glasses are probably sitting on your face saying, like, oh, he's a Deirdre.
Yeah, Miller glasses are more
turn
Deirdre.
Turn them upside down. Like, just turn them upside, you know, like, what was his name? Dennis Taylor.
All right.
Reverse cowboy.
We've talked about streakers, and your mind immediately goes to a hairy, fennied, big-breasted cricket streaker of the 90s,
lovely,
80s. Yeah, exactly, the old page-three streaker. But
fun for the dads.
I believe it was around the turn of the millennium-ish, early 2000s, a new version of streaker arrived called the human goal. Now, the human goal was not on the pitch to be naked or get any kind of attention with like goldenpalace.com tattooed on his chest. There was nothing in it for him other than scoring a human goal. So he became the ball.
Oh, what?
Do you remember
this
him?
This is amazing.
And he would run full pelt into the net.
Into the net.
The human goal.
Would he try and get kicked by anyone first?
No, I think but he did major events. Like he scored a human goal at like the Champions League and then he scored a human goal.
What is he up to now?
Who knows, mate?
I think nothing.
But yeah,
that's
big
amazing.
Up. Like, streaking, cool. I've done it myself, but prank, you know, character-based streaking's where it's at. Dog. You got that dog in you.
Yeah. I mean, you're quite a fast runner, you keep claiming.
Well, I am. No one wants to race me.
Like, you know, you could get on a pitch and do some sort of Benny Hill-style chase of the security guards.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm in a position where if I didn't have a family or a criminal record, I could go next level. Like, I would love to get on a pitch and just start, you know.
What's the real crime in getting on a pitch? Disrupting the game.
It's like invading the area of play. It's a minimal charge. It's like a couple of hundred quid.
What happened when you went on the pitch as pedo guy?
Yeah, that. It was like encroaching the field of play, slapping on the wrist.
A
bit of a fine. Call.
You're not really doing anyone anything.
Yeah, exactly. It's not much. But to take it to the next level, imagine going on a pitch, wearing a full kit for one, and then getting onto the pitch and then pulling the shorts off and revealing them udders.
Oh, mate. And
I mean, talk about go viral. Yeah. If you could get on a Premier League pitch with the others,
that's what we need to do.
With reverse. Well, yeah, but Mike, you would have to do it because Mike, you know.
I've got a criminal record too.
Not quite like mine. You know, it's easier for you.
Do you want me to do it? I'll do it.
Mate, others and reversecowboy.com.
All right, I'll do it.
Mate, it's a minimal charge and it's free advertising.
Like, we're going to go watch United this week, right? And if you think about it, you've got a 2 foot fence, 3 foot fence to a stage to the world.
Billions.
Yeah, like billions. Like, normally like 80,000 people on the day.
Imagine the rush, our numbers, a spike from China. All them Chinese watchers. We could even tape your eyes down a bit like
no,
that.
No, I'm not doing anything
all
racist.
All right, one up then. One up, one down.
China and Japan.
That's an old school gag.
Apologies to Asian people.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you been watching Gladiators?
I've gone off the boil a bit.
Oh, mate, I got back in. I caught up now.
Is it still the same games every week?
Yeah, but it's good, mate. Semi-finals next week.
Oh, so they're coming back.
Yeah.
Do you remember
Wesley? My favourite.
Okay.
Bam Bam.
I don't know Bam Bam.
And Wesley. The girls, Bam Bam.
Wesley sounds athletic.
Wesley is a great guy. He's a wrestler, part-time, like in like one of those low leagues. Like, you know,
hold on a minute. Do you remember Wesley Two Scoops Berry? They called him Two Scoops because he could jump over two cars. You know when they combined American gladiators and English gladiators and they had like a battle for...
Really?
Yeah, it was like Wesley Berry was like the American champ and we had Eunice Huthar.
Oh, I remember Eunice. Remember? Yeah. It was like a World Cup of
gladiators. Yeah, not like a Ryder Cup.
Right, okay, got you. Right, no, well, I've been getting back into gladiators. I think they did the perfect thing where they waited long enough for gladiators to be, you know, to be not bored of it.
It became nostalgic.
It's so good.
Yeah. Well, do you know what's coming back?
Let me guess.
It's not that scandalous, but I mean, it's just great for me considering I'm fucking agoraphobic and I never leave my house and I just watch reality TV.
Surprise, surprise.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man.
I like Big Brother now as well. But yeah, we're ready for it again. We're all
great
bored.
Great concept.
Well, mate, like, Gladiators is getting so good now. I watched it the other night. I was like punching the air. You know,
oh, yeah.
I laughed, I cried, I punched the air.
Yeah. Better foam glove.
I've told you, that's PTSD for me. I won tickets to watch Gladiators and my parents wouldn't let me go because they said we couldn't afford to go to fucking Birmingham NEC, right? They couldn't afford to go wherever it was.
Really?
Yeah, so we had to give the tickets to the neighbours. Richard Smith went, he came back with a foam hand and I was like, fuck
Richard
Smith.
Your face.
He's like, I went, he took my tickets. I won them in a competition.
At least give me the glove.
I weren't allowed to go.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's like, that's another thing that's made me like I am. That's the only reason I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Got it, it's no foam hand.
I know you're not supposed to give your kid everything and you're supposed to let them know, you know, just got to be cool, to be kind, need to know the truth in life and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going
to
pretend we can afford to go to Disneyland when we can't, but certain disappointments cut you like a knife as a kid, don't they?
I had 3 tickets. I won them in a competition, an Easter egg competition, right? I won it. And then I couldn't go. And it's 2 hours in a car. It's not that far.
No.
Fucking take me.
It's still a 7-hour walk.
Yeah, well, I was about 8, you know, but I didn't get to go. But I don't think I could have sat still because I've got mental problems. And supposedly a Gladiators episode, 1 hour episode is like, 1 hour episode is like 10 hours sat at the fucking NEC rocking around.
I haven't got mental problems. Everyone else has.
Look, I just want to take a minute to talk about mental health. No one else is talking about it. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about mental health for a minute, shall we? Because it's not like if you always talk about mental health, your brain's not just going to gradually pick up that you need to have mental health problems to be seen to be talking about mental health problems.
Well, it's a lot
That's why it's so
around.
Important to talk about mental health all the time.
Everyone's got mental health.
You know when people like...
I've got loads of mental health.
They forget to contextualise it. So they're like, they don't even say mental health issues.
I don't know what they're on about.
They're like, yeah, well, you know, like with the mental health and it's like, do you know what I mean? They
people
just
like
slip
Rio
in
Ferdinand
like a fucking verb.
Without thinking about it.
Talking about Rio, he came up with a good one yesterday.
He's just like a robot.
No, but you know, did you watch United yesterday?
No.
Have you watched them last few games?
I saw the one before. But
do you know about this Cobby, the midfielder?
He's amazing.
Mate, I'm telling you now, England are going about to dominate football just as the world explodes.
Do you reckon we need a new manager?
Oh, for sure.
Who, though?
The Wolves manager, but he'll never get it. But that Gary O'Neill.
I think whoever he is still has to wear the waistcoat, though. The waistcoat's the look.
It should be a thing, yeah. It should be more than a waistcoat. It should be like a full kind of like Lord Nelson.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like a admiral.
Do you remember when Phil Neville just copied Southgate?
No.
He started wearing a waistcoat.
Do you know
for the
how
women?
Good football would be if each country had to wear their traditional dress?
Yeah, what's ours, though?
Like Morris dancers, like bells. you know.
Yeah.
It'd be sick, wouldn't it? Matadors, Spain. Oh, yeah. Every country.
Is that our traditional dress, Morris?
Yeah, every country's got their own. Yeah, well, more or less.
See, I called them Morris dancers on the internet once because I thought they were a bit weird, these lads. And then I've got some friends who are Morris dancer girls and they told me off. And yeah, I suppose it seems like a nice tradition.
A bit nightmarish, shouldn't they, Morris dancers? Put it this way, if you can make a successful horror franchise out of a clown called It, you can definitely do one out of a fucking Morris dancing pedophile.
There's another story. Sony, if you're listening, he's got them all. I went to North East a bit ago. They've got their own brand of Morris dancers in like Sunderland, it was, right? They have swords. It's fucked. They have these big swords and they like put them in those things where you like run under the swords and they're all swishing swords around in the pub. And then me, I was coked up, I think. So I was just like Billy Big Bollocks. I was like, love what you're doing with the swords, guys. Here's 20 quid tip. It was like a prick.
Yeah. No, I like doing that.
And we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it because we hate our lives and we're just dancing around with swords. But, you know.
Yeah, burning money with a lighter is always a pretty quick way to get beaten up.
Have you done that?
Well, I've done that, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a new low.
To be honest. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, burning money. Yeah.
Rich.
Reverse cowboy.
Did I ever tell you about the stick it out the bum, bruv?
No.
Now, I don't know who was there, but there was a woman once in a situation There was a woman, a female, once in a situation with a number of men, one of those kind of situations.
The
woman was overheard to have uttered the immortal words, and there's a few ways to say this. There's a lot nicer ways to say this. Stick it up the bum, bruv.
All right, I mean...
Break that down.
Every day we stray further from the Lord's light. That's just the...
Yeah, that's true,
it's
yeah.
It's just... Yeah. I mean, I don't know if to...
I mean, that's someone's daughter, right?
And someone's son. Take a look.
Do you know what I'm going to sing tonight, today?
Tomorrow. Say that, you get me emotional. I might do. And see your true colours.
Do you know what one of my best ones ever was?
What?
Not that I just want to revisit my former glories.
Well, you do, though.
It was the one, do you know my name?
Yeah, that was good.
Oh,
I cried. Man. Tears of the penis.
I listened to that 11 times.
Yeah. Do you know there's been a man who's teleported in China?
Yeah, I know, yeah. He came around here the other night.
Did he?
Thursday night.
Mr. Huang. Right?
Fucking hell, mate.
And I'm not lying.
Come up with something original.
A simple Chinese peasant, they've called him. That's not really... I mean, is that nice?
What a billing.
He's made 3 unexplained trips across the country, travelling at supersonic speed without the help of any car, train, or aircraft.
He's not a simple Chinese peasant, then, is he? He's a fucking superhero.
He lives in a remote village called Dongbaigao in China's Hebei province. Without access to a car, he lives 30 miles from a railway station, and he travelled over 480 miles in the dead of the night without his clothes, right? He failed to turn up at his job at a rice farm, and he'd always been a reliable employee, so his boss was like, where are you? Anyway, his clothes for the day.
Sorry, what?
Nately
loud. Hold on. Did I hear an accent?
Where are you?
Oh, yeah.
His clothes for the day were neatly laid out in his room, and his bicycle, his only means of transport, was still leading up. Search of this surrounding area, no clues. Everyone's going, where is he? Anyway, he turns up in a fucking city in Nanjing, 485 miles away that morning, and without his clothes. He's just been in bed. He's teleported. He's done it 3 times.
What, always to Nanjing?
No, he's gone other places. Never been anywhere before.
So, yeah, but so I tell. Okay,
let's break this down.
Yeah, let's break this. Let's enter the breakdown. Rick, if you could come up with a graphic, like a big American kind of CBS graphic, the breakdown.
Yeah.
Right. So he's done it 3 times. Mm. Where does he keep ending up? Nanjing.
He's been to Nanjing. He's been
anywhere out of China.
No, all in China.
Okay. So the aliens, they kind of respect the rules of the
borders.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a passport because he's never been out of the rice village.
To me, that tells me they're not aliens. They're Chinese aliens who are aliens.
Chileans.
Still aliens. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What do you think about this?
Yeah, I don't know. Should we get him on?
I mean, if we could teleport here, we can get him.
Yeah. If you're listening.
Mr. Huang.
Turn up.
Yeah.
Exactly, you're not.
There's another thing I need to talk to you about, which I did send you a little bit of. It's amazing. There's a guy on the internet. He's on TikTok. He's called at 666 Manchester. And he's a Mancunian guy who is live streaming his
supernatural
ghost. His poltergeist.
Is he commentating as well?
Yeah.
When you sent it to me, I didn't watch it with a sound.
Mate, that's the funniest bit.
Should we do a live?
We need to get him on, right?
Yeah, we've got
to. Let's see if we can talk to him this weekend. I'll get up at our video to show you.
Can I smoke without making you nauseous?
Go on then, whatever. This is a compilation of recent events. So he films, like, his blinds going mad, his door just opens, and people keep challenging him, going, well, you know, put some flour on the floor behind the door to show that there's not someone's running off, you know what I mean? He's like, I fucking told you, there's not doing it, right? And he's like, a proper man. Yeah, he's named the thing Winston. He's like, Winston, put the fucking telly back on now. He's like, I'm telling you, I'm getting a priest here on Sunday if you don't fucking behave, mate. And he's having these arguments with this thing. It looks like it could be real. Get on the mic, actually. Get on the mic.
To be honest, real or not, we're about to enter an age where you don't know if anything's real or not. So let's enjoy the moment while we...
Well, I just choose to believe these things are real because it's better.
Yeah.
But here you go. Right, watch this.
Break them fucking blinds and you're gone tonight, little shit. I'll ring the fucking priest.
Most mank thing ever.
That light's gone on. Lamp's on a mad one. TV's gone off. I'm just fucking a cat the ass all today. Fuck off.
I believe
you. Fucking enough. Finally.
I've had enough.
Put the fucking telly back on.
I like it.
I like
celebrations
it. Really
and everything.
Yeah, he's just having a good time. Anyway, this thing is called it Winston, and he goes, he's like, he's eating a McDonald's, and the McDonald's chips like raising the air. He's like, put me fucking Mackey's down
actually?
Now. Yeah, it's mad.
Oh.
Like, watch his TikTok. It's compelling.
Like, who knows?
And everyone's saying to him, you've got a fishing wire, you've got a mate, you know, helping you, whatever. Which
yeah, but if he has, he's pretty fucking good at it. I believe him.
Well, the thing is, we said
then
before,
again, he is called, what, 666 Manchester?
Yeah, but you look at his page in the past, he's a male stripper, supposedly, and he's like, he's never posted anything paranormal or anything. He's just now moved into his flat and he's like, fucking mad in here. There's shit going on, mate.
A strippergram's still a thing?
I got one for my mate for his stag do.
Yeah, how much?
It was like 150 quid. We tried to get my mate a roly-poly one, right, to like come
she
and sit on
fat.
It and shit. The Rango's in the white, the roly-poly lady's ill, so we can send you another burp.
Skinny one.
But she was like a MILF, right? She got my mate and she was like rubbing her tits all over him, like cream and stuff. And then she got a fucking dildo and she shoved it in his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I think that might be a sexual offense.
Crime,
offense.
Yeah.
If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite, then please sign up to our Patreon.
I saw this other person on TikTok. There's a guy called like Kilmaru or something. And he's claimed that he's woken up in a world with no other souls around. And the only way he can communicate with the world is through social media. So and everyone keeps trying to say to him, well, go to an airport then. And he'll go to an airport and he's filming around. And there's not a soul. Like, go to.
Oh, wow. He's finding empty places.
He must be doing it like, oh, you good at visual effects or something. But he's doing it really well. He said, go to London. He walks around Piccadilly Circus and there's not a soul.
Oh, wow.
It's cool as fuck to watch.
Yeah.
I think it's just a young person who's finding a new way to entertain and tell stories, which is cool, you know, rather than taking
like
pictures of the dicks. But, you know.
Have you seen him? There's one called, I won't get the name right, it was like E-Man RTU or whatever, but it's just some black dude who goes around doing street interviews, but he just finds the thickest cunt. So
no,
be like,
sounds good.
But the way he does it is so good because he keeps a straight face and he goes like, so 12 months of the year in order. And they're like, oh. April, you know, like American levels of stupidness.
Wow, that's happening to us now.
Yeah. And then he says, so the geezer's struggling with the months in order. And so he goes to him, all right then. And this is how quick his brain works. He goes, give me the weeks in order. Nah, there's no weeks in order.
No.
But the bloke.
Tries,
yeah.
What does he say like?
That he kind of processes for a bit and then he kind of just laughs and runs off in that direction, you know, like, wow, you've got
entering a new level of stupidity,
a new level of thickness.
Have you ever noticed if the first letter of the months it says January, February, March, April, May, and then it says Jason Derulo, July, August, September, October, November, December, Jason Derulo,
like Jason Donovan?
Well, no, I'm a Derulo guy, really.
Oh, you're young.
Yeah, I'm a young guy.
Wow, yeah, I'm Jason Donovan.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you first heard about blowjobs? Did you think that they blew on your knob?
Yeah, of course. It's called a suck job.
Yeah, because supposedly if someone does blow air into your knob, it falls off.
There was obviously girls thinking, hold on, I've got...
You have to blow on it.
But then there was a girl saying, I've got a suck on it. You know, like...
Yeah.
We've all had a suction blowjob, right? Where it's like...
Probably.
Yeah, but really, it's like a... portable minge. All you got to do is make your mouth wet, move up and down.
Portable minge.
No, but make your head like a wet minge.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no sucking. I don't want a vacuum effect.
Yeah, if I wanted that, I'd go and see Henry.
Do you know what? Can't believe it took me this 61 episodes to tell you this, but remember me old Scouser, the unsexy girlfriend I had?
What did you say about Gerard?
The master.
So she gave a horrendous blowjob. Like a really, really...
To your mate Teddy?
Well, he's coming Manchester the weekend.
Oh, great.
Forgot to tell you.
Great.
But
Teddy Shagger?
Teddy the Shagger, yeah.
Is he going to shag all of Manchester?
Well, we went out the other night. I took him out to know, show me how you do it, Ted. Yeah. So we went out and he didn't shag anyone.
Well, because he didn't want to. No, he wanted to shag everyone.
He went home and left his car parked in my space for 2 days.
And Ebby's here parking his fucking...
Oh, and Ebby, you know.
That's good he's coming.
But what was I saying before him? This will make you laugh. So she used to give me these horrible blowjobs. Okay. These really kind of vicious, kind of like poverty blowjobs.
Can I have another one of them horrible blowjobs?
Yeah,
please?
It was almost like she was trying to suck any enjoyment I had in life out of me. Not in a good way.
No.
It was like, I'm going to fucking hurt you here. I'm going to really suck you.
Got to say, most women don't know how to do it.
I said, look, I'll fucking show you how it's done. Give me that banana.
Give me that cock.
Grabbed the banana and I went to do it. I literally went to show her and I couldn't.
You felt too gay?
Just a bit.
Gay
thought,
for a fruit.
How am I going to show her that that is how I would like
imagine
it?
Imagine if you'd just gone like...
Shut me up. Exactly, yeah.
Do like that.
Got right into it. Shut my eyes and everything.
Got two of them.
When I opened my eyes, she's gone. She's gone. Yeah. A few of her clothes are gone. The telly's gone. I've been there for 15 minutes.
Two bananas.
Water running down my face.
Crying.
Spittle hanging off my chin. I've got one for you.
Hit me, brother.
One of my favourite topics ever is the fact that I was molested by an older woman.
Oh,
I told you, in North Wales. I don't want to keep the names up, but I was like severely molested by an older woman, which I wear like a badge of honour. It's almost like a...
It was good, wasn't
it? That's fucking amazing. Yeah, it was great.
I just want to put out there quickly, to interrupt, I want to be molested by any older women here.
Yeah, he still does.
Much older.
He's still looking
much
for
older women.
Proper Wayne Rooney enthusiast. But anyway, one of my abiding memories was the fact that she had like access to all the TV channels.
Whoa.
Like they were early Sky adopters, you know,
They're RTL.
Talking, 90210, Sweet Valley High. What was that one setting the planets? It was like Planet Galaxy High or whatever.
What, the one that was a cartoon?
Yeah.
It was Galaxy High.
Galaxy High.
I fancied the alien with the, there was an alien on it who had like, she was weird, she was fit though.
That would be weird. You know, aliens normally are, mate, on cartoons.
She had like weird hair or something. Like she was fit, yeah. I think it was Galaxy High.
I fancied a few aliens, mate. Nothing like Wayne Lineker level, but...
Have you seen that lad who's walking to...
No, aliens should be sexy.
Well,
that's
how they're going to get our
what
DNA.
What a little cretin. What walking to ocean? You've got nothing better to do.
Well, it's going to cost him more in food and shit walking there. And
do you know what? Why don't me and you just completely scupper it by saying, look, we'll give you the money, we'll pay for the flight.
£100.
Keep the money. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Keep the money you've raised. Save your legs.
Well, I think the whole point is really that he's raising money to walk there. But the funniest thing was I saw Wayne got involved and they're like, he's like, I want to meet Wayne. I want to party with Wayne. And he said, Wayne's promised him a shot.
You have a shot of tequila if you walk all the way.
No.
Good on him.
Well, yeah, I've heard about the shot, but I believe Wayne's also arranged a team of people to walk within the last few miles to ocean.
Ew.
Wayne's basically hijacked the mission. He's let him walk 726 miles, and then he's thought, I'll get a load of me fucking.
I get a load of me
girls.
I mean, those Down syndrome girls I really love.
Yeah.
They're walking, and we'll do it for charity.
But yeah, he's still alive anyway, at least.
So. That little kid, yeah, he's a little attention seeker, actually, that child.
Do you know who we met up this week? That horrible little fucking AU vodka owning ball boy with Eden Hazard, a man who. Got
Eden
him
Hazard
famous.
Should have knocked him out.
Do you know RS is? Do you remember him? Roll Safe.
I remember the name, but I don't know.
Oh, mate, he was so funny. He was a He was a black comedian who had a spoof character called RS, Roll Safe, and he'd do like drill raps on like One Extra and that.
Well, like People Just Do Nothing thing else.
Yeah, exactly that. It was a couple of years before People Just Do Nothing. It was a black guy who used to wear a leather jacket and no top.
I don't remember him, but yeah.
Oh, good. Roll Safe. Do you know what the best thing about Roll Safe was? He was just at the point of smashing it. He fucked it all off for a church life.
Wow, what a guy.
Yeah, and married some African queen. And
he's got to still have the funny bone in him. He's still got to see the irony of life.
Oh, mate, best church you can go to. If RS is there every Sunday cracking jokes.
Have you seen those churches? There's like mad new ones that set up in like a cinema on a Sunday.
They're
at Cineworld. Like proper intense.
Big like machines, money-sucking machines.
Yeah.
Like the new Church of Hope.
They're always called names like that. Century of Hope.
Yeah.
And when I was a teenager, I was trying to be a sound engineer, like to do live sound. And I got some work experience working with like a man who knew what he's doing. So I was just like his little gimp, like running around, like, you know, should I roll the cables up like
The RJ45 cable? Is that actually taped down? I mean, can I
ask you, Chris, does you know, what does this sound like?
What you're doing there sounds exactly like you and Rick in the DMs.
See, your lack of respect is so out of order. You just don't do anything. You just turn up here.
Oh, I do. I do the timestamps.
I do the timestamps. Like once a month. Yeah, you fucking cheeky.
I do them all in one day.
You do like cheeky cunt. I say. My 1 month. And then you go, like, guys, have you seen what I've done? Be proud of me. Say thank you. Please.
They're good timestamps. You know they're good.
I've watched the episode and I've picked out all the bits where I'm funny. Yeah. That's literally all you do once a month. Anyway, I went to this fucking like Christian like Godfest thing to do the sound with this bloke. And I've never seen so many attractive people. Honestly.
Yeah.
They're so fit.
Yeah. Mate, I've seen them.
God's good for you.
I was setting up I think I said this before, a Jehovah's Witness event.
I bet they were fit.
Mate, they were beautiful and they were all modestly dressed. You know, like, I said to my missus, I kind of broke ranks. And I was like, oh, you know them Muslim women behind the hijab? They come off when they're at home. A few of them are quite pretty. Really, I was thinking.
Well, I bet this.
But they're fucking amazing, mate.
Mate, the ones married to like a sheikh or whatever.
They're wearing underwear around Harrods.
Their whole job every day when they're not is to bathe in like the oil of, you know, whatever.
Just
like,
be fuckable just, like, when he gets home.
The most beautiful women in the world under there.
Yeah.
You know.
Is it disrespectful for me and you to do an episode, a hijab episode?
No.
Episode, what is it, 61?
Yeah.
How about 62? We run
out of itch wearing one of them?
Did you get a shot? But, yeah, you know, worth it.
You'll get a fatwa put out.
Yeah. But nobody in Bulgaria is going to issue a fatwa on us. So episode 62 is going to be a jihadi special.
Not jihadi. And we're going to say that. It's going to be Harrods.
No, but we'll have the black, you know, we'll do it proper ISIS. No, we'll have an ISIS one.
No, we can't do that. We'll get murdered, mate.
A Banto jihadi one. Yeah. Like a five lions. If Chris Morris can do it, why can't we?
Because
he's funnier than you.
He's clever than us.
Funnier than me. I'd like to see a Chris Morris Nev drop, mate. I'd like to see 900 of them.
He wouldn't do that because it's not good enough for him.
Yeah, because he wouldn't do 900 of them because he hasn't got the talent.
Well, I mean, Chris Morris is definitely better than you. I'm sorry.
At what?
Being funny.
Yeah.
And writing comedy.
Yeah.
And getting away with doing something that's slightly risky.
Has he got a Brazilian bird? No. Exactly. Is he a man of the people? No. Did he raise loads of money for loads of different charities? No.
I saw him raising money the other day for a cycle shop in Brixton.
Well, there you go.
A bit weird.
Mate, you're either on my team or his team, and we're not with the cycle shops.
I'm Chris Morris's team, sorry.
Yeah, I bet you fucking are.
Brasso is amazing. It's like he's a prophet.
Was. Do you know what I mean? Like, grow up, mate, move on, do something else. Is that all you can do? Says me. Still doing Nev drops.
900 Nev drops.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever, mate.
Somehow people haven't got body in their jobs, so you must be doing something right.
Yeah, so maybe you should listen to yourself and maybe issue an apology
I did. Subscribe.
Yeah, maybe you should. Why? Maybe the people
least subscribe. Give me a free one.
You can't. As you know, you can't. We've got our own Patreon. You can't. There's no free level.
Yeah.
But if anyone watching wants to like disprove this fucking goff, then yeah, sign up to my Patreon and fuck this one off because I keep all the money.
That's not very nice.
So we don't need
it's
to share.
It's not very nice in the work I put into this. You know. But anyway, what I was saying is, if you were really famous like Tom Cruise or something, you can't walk anywhere.
Skinner.
Even Skinner now, yeah. Skinner's getting there. If you're that famous, where you can't walk anywhere. Like
nah, that's shit.
Right?
It's not
Tom Cruise, Amazon, 15 quid, buy a hijab. A burqa. Full burqa. Walk around Tesco. No one's going to know.
They wouldn't know, but the clues to it being Tom Cruise flying through Tesco would be the fact that he's on like a train going 90 miles an hour and there's a fighter jet going above him and he's kind of like bungee lining.
Like doing some cocktails.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I went to a new Tesco's on my own yesterday.
A new one?
Well, it's new to me.
What did you do? Were you apprehensive? Were you like,
I was lost.
It's a big one.
It's a big one, yeah, huge.
There's a massive one near my mum's house. It takes about 2 hours to walk around.
I was not used to the layout, man. Like, your world food section, why is that there?
Why is that there?
Yeah, it's a world foods. Like, it should world be like foods. One column. It should just be like Kinder Eggs, Lay's. Do you know what I tried yesterday? I got sucked into
anal sex.
No. Do you know what? So, because of my missus being lazy and not putting in the right number.
Classic Brazilian.
Classic lazy Brazilian. We got a parking ticket. So, to teach her a lesson on the way home from the parking ticket.
Where's this going?
I said to her, I'm just going to pull into this garage. And I raided the American section where normally I'd be scalded for buying like £8 baggers of Cheetos. But I came out of there like fucking John Candy. Yeah,
yeah.
I was covered in shit that I'd overpaid for.
Gobstoppers that have got weird E-number colours.
Yeah, full of fucking GM. But in my hand, my drink of choice was a can of root beer.
Yeah.
Which is a thing I've only
Seven
ever...
£7.
Yeah. I'd only ever heard of it. Have you ever had a root beer?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you?
I thought it was
it's
good.
Got mouthwash.
It's kind. It's a bit like Dandelion and Burdock with mouthwash.
Yeah, well...
Isn't it? That's what it is.
Yeah, but you know them times when you've had Dandelion and Burdock there, you know, no? Yeah. Or mouthwash. And you've
well, Northern.
Should I combine them? You just wouldn't.
America...
Anyway.
They're out of control.
I had to have a sip of it and I went, root beer out the window. And she was like, you know, like, you might as well.
That costs you £18.
Yeah, tough lessons for tough people.
I bet they don't have parking tickets in Brazil. I bet they just chop your hands off.
Yeah, take the car, I believe. Mm. Car's not there, just a ticket.
Barbecue it.
It's just a receipt for the car.
Yeah. Does she ever make you go to those Brazilian restaurants where it's just meat?
Oh, they're brilliant.
Are they good?
Well, no, a good one. The good ones are, they're called Rodizios.
Rodizios, that's a good name.
For me, the best one is in Clapham, believe it or not. But yeah, there's some shitty, cheap champ franchisey ones.
What do you think about Clapham?
Never quite know where I am in Clapham. It seems very big. It seems long.
There's like east and north.
Yeah, there's like 10 stations in Clapham.
It's always full of Australians.
Yeah, and Biltong eating fucking donuts and
dickheads.
People who live in Surrey and they're on their big night out and they're covered in super dry. Not for me.
Rugby players. Rugby followers.
Bit dapper laughsy for me, mate.
Oh, dig. A fucking...
Yeah, dig.
That is a... Shots fired.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
A duck has walked into a pub, drunk a pint, and he's had a fight with a dog. He's lost, but he's maintained his bow tie, and that's not a joke.
Right, okay.
Right, so let's break this down. Britain's booziest duck.
Yeah.
It's in Somerset, so that makes sense. You know, not to do down there, but get drunk and make cheese. Anyway, he's gone in a pub, he's had a pint of beer, drunk the whole pint, and the dog's come for him, and he's gone for the dog. They've sort of had a scrap, but the duck survived, and then the duck's gone out in a huff. That's Britain, for anyone who doesn't live here.
Oh, yeah, that good thing. The ducks are pretty solid, you know.
I mean, you've not reacted very well to this story, but I was quite impressed by the duck.
You build it as the duck bowled into the pub on his own, started a fight.
Yeah, then I read it.
The man.
I'm not prepared. But yeah, I read it and it was like a guy brought it in.
Oh, you wacky guy, you know.
It would be good to watch a duck drink a pint, though.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Once, actually, this happened. My brother was looking after my dad's dog and the dog ate like a lump of hash off the floor and the dog was fucking baked. It was like... You know, properly like plumbed out, like, oh mate, make me a fucking cake. You know what I mean?
I've got like insects stoned before. Trapped them.
On it.
Yeah. Trapped That's them cool. and created like a, you know, a, like, give a it chamber like, for them.
We used to do blowbacks.
No, imagine how small a spider's lungs are.
Oh.
And then imagine like being trapped in like a shot glass in my bedroom.
Yeah, the shittest time ever.
Experience.
Yeah, didn't ask for it.
Something to all the other spiders. When you get back to your web.
Imagine if aliens came down, they were really big and they just got you in a big glass and they just got you baked on alien drug.
Exactly that.
Yeah, you know.
I'd like it.
You would probably, yeah, I would too. Yeah, you've been good today. Thank you. I've been a bit.
Yeah, you've been great. You've been great.
I've just been, you know, there's things happened to me in my life which have really helped me. I got bit by a dog once when I was 7.
Reverse Cowboy.
That was episode 61, Reverse Cowboy. Ladies and gentlemen, grazie, ciao.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.